Going, therefore, teach ye, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you can bear any more fire today, I'd like to start with it. But you do bear fire. You carry it to the children and set them on fire. You hear the teach ye of today's gospel. And remember, that's not just for our dear teachers, of whom we are so justly proud today, but for all of us, our glorious, fiery mission to enkindle the fire of God's love in hearts of children. This is what you do, if nothing else, by carrying them here each Sunday to the hearth, to the altar, to the Mass. Every Catholic is necessarily a fireman. Not to extinguish the flames of God's love, the world is on call to do that, but rather to educate children in the faith and kindle it bright. Of course, I'm thinking especially of you teachers of our little but great St. Gertrude the Great School. I don't know a one of them who does not sacrifice enormously to teach our children each day in so excellent a way. And I thank you sincerely. This year we are especially proud to be graduating 5 eighth graders and 3 high school seniors. I honor and I thank, then, our devoted teachers whose good deeds resound beyond their classroom, as teachers will. But especially I wish this morning to thank Dr. Becky Hinton, who has taught English composition that dying art of how to write well and how to write clearly. I think that she's taught it for some 17 years with us, and we thank you so sincerely. Thank you, too, to the parents who have unfailingly supported our school and cooperated with its program. What is our system here? What makes us to be different, and different we are? Not a day of our school limits education to the classroom, but always leads to the church. Children's studies take them to the sanctuary. And of course, for the rest, we have weekend hours as well. The open classroom for all ages, Sundays and feast days and the sacred seasons, because the work of God, his worship, called the Sacred Liturgy, is the mainstay of our church here and of our educational theory and practice. The Mass, of course, is not a class, nor the church a classroom. The Novus Ordo is extremely didactic. Somebody is always talking at you all the time, but very little in the way of truth or teaching is actually imparted. Our Mass, so much of it at its heart silent, our Mass, which aims only to give pure glory to God, is full of so much teaching, and unselfconsciously and silently imparts it as we're on our knees. In this connection, not a one of you should feel, I hope today, left out of this great commission, teach ye. I salute in particular this morning our homeschooling parents and pupils who have been over the years so faithful and loyal and stable. concerned that their children too should get in on and give as they receive all year round, and who cooperate with our school and with our church to make our church to be what it is for the glory of God, edification of those who come, and indeed for Catholics throughout the world by the internet. But finally, it is open to all, this Sunday school, if you will, of the sacred liturgy, for everyone who attends with some regularity. All of you who assist at the Mass, the ceremonies, the devotions of the church year, you and your children, even if theirs is the bizarro world of public or Protestant education, bizarro world, everything is topsy-turvy. Still, you, they, receive something each Sunday you are here. And that not only from the excellent classes concluded now for the season, catechism, apologetics, and scripture, which we offer, which your children may sometimes attend, but they always get something if they at least make Mass. They get something, but they give everything, for Jesus here is offered to the Eternal Father by the power of the Holy Ghost and the awesome and bloodless sacrifice, whereby the adorable Trinity is perfectly worshipped. Get something? They get everything. Last Sunday was First Communion. They get our Lord in his body and his blood and his soul and his divinity. Now, in the new way, in the Novus Ordo education, it's the common and bitter complaint of parents over many years, parents who pay far more than we would ever dare charge for tuition, that their children learn very little of the Catholic faith, and at the end of perhaps many years in those institutions, end up without any faith at all. But after all, consider, the head of the big-ticket, prestigious education order, the Jesuits, think Xavier University, the head of the Jesuits recently declared, well, there's actually no devil. The devil is just a symbol that we make up. I'm thinking maybe the Jesuits put him out of business. The Novus Ordo is not considered serious. It's a joke even when it comes to imparting religion. But some Protestant and all public schools are very serious and methodical in indoctrinating their children. What do we have? What do they have to show for all of those years? But it is bad enough that they don't know all of the truths of the faith, so very little has been imparted. You could fairly say they don't know even what they don't know. What is then a Catholic education all about? It's not just about the basics, getting a job, making a living, important as these things may be. The notion that the purpose of education is to supply workers for the work face is Marxist. Worker ants trained by the public schools of the state. The eventual consumers who will then grow up and get a job and buy lots of stuff and buy the party line of political correctness about life. Free market capitalism. Our Catholic view of education is religious and not economic. It is the formation of character, of personality in the Blessed Trinity. It is to give children something enduring, lasting, more than just a set of skills or an entree into the next level of a prestigious school or some really good job. Higher education, what does that really mean? It's a vague term. How could you evaluate it? Well, if it's really education going on, we're looking for truth, aren't we? Some truths are easily perceived with a little education, even by a small child. Others require refined and a highly trained intellect. But a simple truth whose substance can be grasped, even say by a second grader, the Trinity, the Incarnation, is in itself about as high as you can go in the way of education, indispensable for man's welfare. But on the other hand, there are so many subtle, say, scientific or mathematical truths that most of us would be hard put to elucidate, to understand, or to explain, and actually have very little bearing on our life here or in the hereafter. There's nothing wrong with STEM study, of course. You talk about that today. I think that means science and technology and engineering and mathematics. But it's not really an education. It's technical instruction. It's a kind of elevated vo-tech, enough to get you in the door for a great job, a handsome salary bracket in time, but not necessarily eternal life. What would you sacrifice for it? Oh, people do. But there's more. Schools, like sports, are praised instinctively, knee-jerk, because they're said to instill values and to build character. But in a secular age, whose values and what kind of a character? These values are sliced away, separated from Christ, the Christ life, and in themselves, very questionable. Those signs that are sprouting up now, they say, in different neighborhoods of our country, no hatred here. You know what they're after. We're after the formation of a personality in Christ. The character that's bestowed by baptism and confirmation needs to be developed. STEM, yes, but what about the root? And what about the flower? And what about the whole plant, which sometimes is a delicate affair? If it is not based on truth, it leads to error. And error never made anybody free. Christianity did. But that's the point. Everything is fluid today because there are no set truths. Nothing is stable or sacred or supernatural. What is left? In a sense, only the state is left, all powerful, educating its citizens in transgender and ecology and population control. It's free, so why not send the kids? So what do we propose? What do we do in our school? Oh, it's fairly simple. You figured that out, I'm sure. Religion, of course, comes first. It's amazing to consider how much religion our children absorb over the course of the 8 years of grade school and the 4 of high school, which necessarily those who do not take those courses are never exposed to. But the thing of it is this. Our religion class for low, I think it's about 30 years, is not a dry academic affair imparting abstract intellectual truths. Yes, there will be a test, and there's that other test that still awaits, but from kindergarten to 12th grade, Not a single religion class is without its lab period each day. At the heart of the day, not theory, but practice, the Mass, which is man's reason for being, reinforced in action. The whole of the faith is seen in the course of the liturgical year for all of us Catholics. Everything in the catechism really is covered in the course of that church year. But it starts with little ones, little children, learning how to sit still and keep silence and do the holy water and the sign of the cross, and then later on serving and singing and all the while praying and listening, knowing confidently when to stand and how to kneel. There's the cultivation of the voice, too, music and bodily gestures, self-discipline, poise, self-confidence. I've seen it over the years, consideration for others, charity and self-forgetfulness, maturity. And all of this is taught without anyone realizing that there is teaching going on. The development of the mind is not neglected. The intellectual disciplines, poetry and literature and language, and knowing the very root of our language, and at the same time a familiarity with the language of learning and of worship, Latin. And then there's history and the real heroes that are proposed to our children's imagination and their imitation, and virtue. This is the glorious culture of the Christian centuries. And all of this is taught here. Characters formed in Christ, as well as minds and wills and memories and emotions. Talk about getting kids ready to go out into the world. Yes, and uniquely so, a very good education, even by quite secular standards, is offered. But the sacred liturgy opens our school and our church to the divine world, which is world without end. Dear graduates, I can't guarantee you a starting salary of $60,000 because you graduated from our school, but you never do graduate, not from God, not really. But divine diploma in hand, never lost or mislaid, with all of those hours of practice here, never mind, there's another graduation which awaits you, and a rich life in between. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.